Gandhari, the mother of the Kaurava princes. Stories of many great women, their achievements and their sufferings are recounted in the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. Sita, Kunti, and Draupadi are among the better known. These women went through many painful ordeals, but they had one hope to sustain them. They had noble children. The case of Gandhari, the mother of the Kauravas, is different. She was a good woman who gave birth to wicked sons. All around her, there was treachery. Her husband was weak and ambitious. Her brother, Shakuni, was an arch-villain, and her sons were full of violence. Among them, she alone stood for virtue and truth, a single lotus in a marshy swamp.
Gandhari was the daughter of King Subala of Gandhara. She was clever and beautiful, but her best qualities were her love of God and of truth.
King Subala loved his daughter deeply.
May truth and faith guide you throughout your life.
Though Gandhari was very young, she did such rigorous fasting and penance. Then one day, Lord Shiva appeared before her.
I am pleased with your devotion. You will have 100 sons.
Some time later,
a proposal of marriage, O King, has come for the princess. Marriage for my little Gandhari? Not so soon, surely. Well, who is it from? From the Kuru Bhishma of Hastinapur. He wants the hand of our princess for the young king, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra? But is he not blind? Unfortunately, he is. For my Gandhari, a blind husband, is it fair to her to chain her to a man who cannot see? But the house of Kuru is one of the greatest in the land. Dhritarashtra is of noble blood and great fame. It is a good match. And yet, a blind husband?
After a great deal of hesitation,
my mind is made up. Send word to Bhishma that the proposal is accepted. When Gandhari was told of her father's decision,
the man who will be my husband has never known light. He cannot see the birds, the flowers, and nature's beautiful colors. Why then should I have what he has been denied? To prove her love and respect for her future husband, Gandhari tied a silk scarf around her eyes.
Need you do this, my child, and live in constant darkness?
Since a woman shares her husband's lot in life and in death, should she not share his blindness too, father?
She never removed the scarf for the rest of her life.
Soon it was time for Gandhari to leave for her husband's house.
You have been the light of your father's house, being brightness to your new home too.
Gandhari's brother Shakuni escorted her. Bhishma received them on their arrival at Hastinapur.
The bride, blindfolded? What is this? She has done this to share Dhritarashtra's blindness. I can see that Gandhari is no ordinary woman.
Gandhari and Dhritarashtra were married. Bhishma and Dhritarashtra's brothers, Pandu and Vidura, were present at the wedding. Gandhari was the ideal wife and queen. One day, Sage Vyas, who was a frequent visitor, came to the palace.
How tired and hungry I am.
Is that you, Maharishi? Please sit down. I'll have some food brought in for you.
Ah, that was delicious, Gandhari. You are all that a woman should be. For your care of me today, I grant you 100 sons. Sometime later.
You must eat well and look after yourself properly, my queen. The sons you are expecting will then be strong and healthy. I have never felt so fit in my life. My sons shall grow up to be strong, good, and wise.
Many months passed, but...
What has gone wrong? The queen should have given birth to her sons long ago. I feel very worried.
One day...
My queen, I bring good news. Your sister-in-law Kunti, King Pandu's wife, has given birth to a boy. He is to be named Yudhisthira. Oh, lucky Kunti, you are in the forest, but you are a happy mother. Here in the palace, though, I have every luxury. I lack the one thing that would make me happy, motherhood.
Finally, only one child was born to Gandhari.
Please tell me, is he healthy? Who does he look like? May I hold him?
We thank you, O Lord, for bestowing on us an heir to the Kuru throne. But it was a strange child. It was lifeless, and it had neither shape nor features.
Why is no one speaking? Is something wrong?
Bhishma, my uncle, Vidura, my brother, tell us, what is it? When Bhishma told them, Gandhari was grief-stricken.
Oh God, how can this be? Have both Lord Shiva and Sage Vyas made me hollow promises? Sage Vyas came at once when he heard the news.
Console yourself, Gandhari. You shall have 100 sons. That which I have granted in a boon cannot come to nothing. Bring some cool water.
Vyas sprinkled some water on the lifeless child.
Get 100 jars of ghee ready.
100 sons. But how nice it would be to have a daughter, too. Vyas read Gandhari's mind and smiled.
You yearn for a daughter as well. All right, then. You can have that wish granted, too. Bring me another jar.
The lifeless child split into 101 parts, and Vyas put one part into each of the jars of ghee.
Open these jars after 2 years, and you shall have your heart's desire. Gandhari waited patiently for 2 years.
Tomorrow, I can open the jars. How excited I am!
The Kuru elders assembled the next day to watch Sage Vyasa's miracle take place.
My first son, the one I shall love the most.
So were born the Kaurava princes and their sister.
He shall be called Duryodhan.
Suddenly,
yee!
The child, Duryodhan, was braying like an ass.
Oh, what is it? What is that sound? Everyone was stunned. After a shocked silence, Vidura spoke.
My brother, I am sorry to say this, but the child's cry is a very bad omen.
A bad omen?
I can't believe it. What can we do?
Vidura was silent for a moment. Then...
We will have to abandon the child, or... No, don't say that. Not when he was born so auspiciously through the grace of the sage Vyasa. I know how you feel, brother, but later you will repent. This child will destroy us all. How can you say that of such a small baby? An individual may have to be cast off for the sake of the family, and a family for the sake of the village. A village may be abandoned for the sake of the country, and the earth itself abandoned for the sake of the soul. I cannot do it, Vidura. I shall not. Do not weep, Gandhari. Your son shall not be taken from you. The king decided to keep his son in spite of Vidura's warning, but the strange birth cry of her son haunted Gandhari.
I am filled with dread for the future. The Kaurava princes grew up. Gandhari showered love on them. Sometime later, Dhritarashtra's brother Pandu passed away in the forest. His widow Kunti returned to the palace with her five sons, Yudhisthira, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, and Sahadev. Welcome, dear Kunti. You must treat this as your own home. These are my sons, Gandhari. Give them your blessing.
You are like a second mother to us. Give us your blessings, mother.
Live long, my children, and be happy. I have 100 sons. Kunti has only 5, but how noble and brave they seem.
Gandhari and Kunti loved and respected each other like sisters, but between their children there grew a great and flaming hostility. Gradually it became clear that Vidura's fears concerning Duryodhan were well founded. Duryodhan tried to poison and drown Bhima, who, however, escaped. But Gandhari refused to believe it.
Lies, all lies. My son Duryodhan would not do such a thing to Bhima or anyone else. As the cousins grew up, their hatred increased with the passing years. Things came to a head when Yudhisthira was crowned heir apparent. Everyone agreed that Yudhisthira had a right to the title because his father, Pandu, had conquered most of the kingdom. Only the Kaurava brothers thought differently.
How powerful they have grown, Shakuni, those beggars from the forest. Shouldn't you do something, Duryodhana, before they become more so? Encouraged by Shakuni, Duryodhan tried to burn the Pandavas in a house of lack. But the Pandavas escaped. Later they married Draupadi, the Panchala princess. Dhritarashtra bestowed a half of his kingdom upon Yudhisthira. The Pandavas built a new capital, which they called Indraprastha. Gandhari tried to dismiss the evil deeds of her sons, but her heart was in turmoil.
Is my son capable of such treachery? What should I believe? But a day came when the truth had to be faced. In a game of dice, Duryodhan and Shakuni stripped the Pandava brothers of their wealth, their kingdom, and their wife Draupadi.
You have lost. Now you are my slaves.
Duryodhan turned to his brother Dushasan.
Drag Draupadi into the room. Certainly, brother. Gandhari and all the others present sat rooted to their seats in shocked disbelief.
No, no! You cannot do this to me!
We can do anything we like.
My own son, dishonoring a chaste wife in public. The elders could do nothing for fear of Duryodhan.
Ha, Draupadi! You have five husbands, yet not one can help you.
The Pandavas turned scarlet with humiliation.
Poor Yudhisthira! You were lord and master before the game. Now what are you master of? At that moment, jackals began to howl, and birds of prey cried out. Everyone turned pale.
These are warnings of disaster. The elders chanted sacred words to ward off evil.
Swasti, swasti, swasti. It is a terrible moment when a good woman is forced to admit that her son is wicked.
Dear Lord, help me face the bitter truth. It is true. There are none so blind as those who won't see. I have made excuses for my son through the blindness of my love. I see it all too clearly. My son is evil through and through.
She turned to her husband.
My lord, give the Pandavas back their kingdom and their liberty, I beg you.
You keep out of this, mother.
Don't you hear the omens? The wise Vidura had warned us long ago, our son is growing more and more violent each day. We must control him before he destroys us all. Dhritarashtra was shaken and afraid, but he heeded Gandhari's cry.
Yes, Gandhari, our son needs to be curbed. Draupadi, you have been wronged. Ask for a boon.
My lord, restore the kingdom to my husbands.
It shall be done. Return to Indraprastha in peace.
When the Pandavas left with Draupadi, Duryodhan was furious.
Father, what have you done? To give their kingdom back to the Pandavas is to let snakes crawl on our backs to sting us fatally one day. Call them back. We'll play another game.
The weak Dhritarashtra gave in, and the Pandavas were asked to return.
The losers will go into exile for 13 years. Agreed? Agreed.
Again, the Pandavas lost.
Yudhisthira, you've lost in a fair game. Now show your much-praised goodness and go. Draupadi, you must now follow your pauper husbands into exile. But why not choose one from among us instead and enjoy the comforts of the palace?
The Pandavas could bear these taunts no longer.
Duryodhan, the rift between us is too deep ever to be closed. We shall be back in 13 years, and then we shall have our revenge. Arjuna's words put the final seal on the destiny of the Kauravas.
Those words keep ringing in my ears. There can be no amends now. How low you have stooped, my son.
Kunti remained in the palace.
The ways of fate are strange, Kunti. Do not grieve. We will take care of you.
Finally, 13 years passed. When it became clear that Duryodhan would not restore their kingdom, the Pandavas prepared for battle.
The Pandava army is said to be formidable. Lord Krishna is on their side too, and he is God incarnate. I am afraid for you, my sons. Dhritarashtra and Gandhari tried to reason with Duryodhan.
My son, you know the might of the Pandavas. Why don't you call off the battle? There's still time. I refuse to do that, father. Our army is equally strong. We will defeat the Pandavas. If Krishna is on their side, there can be no doubt where victory will lie. Bow to Krishna and seek refuge in him. Father, even if that divine being destroys the world, I will not seek refuge in him. Gandhari burst out in sudden anger.
Evil one, your heart is full of violence. Your father's words will be remembered when Bhima kills you one day. Even Krishna tried to reason with Duryodhan.
Don't let future generations call you the destroyer of your race. Give the noble Pandavas their kingdom. Krishna, you have always praised the Pandavas, but have you ever spoken on my behalf? Never.
Is not half a kingdom large enough to live happily? No good can come of this war, my son.
Mother, you don't understand these things, so please don't interfere.
As the day of the battle drew nearer.
Mother, give me your blessings.
My son, you have my blessing. May victory lie on the side of the righteous. Duryodhan knew that Gandhari's words always came true.
Will you not say that our side will win?
I will say only this. May victory lie on the side of the righteous. One fateful day, the battle began at Kurukshetra. It raged for 18 terrible days. Thousands were killed. The Kauravas met with the heaviest losses. Numb with grief, Dhritarashtra went to Gandhari.
My queen, of all our army, only three have survived.
Who are they?
Our sons are not among the survivors, my queen.
100 sons? And not even one alive?
No, my queen.
The bereaved couple, now no longer king and queen, left Hastinapur. A blazing anger was raging in Gandhari. Sage Vyas sensed the greatness of her sorrow and came to see her.
Gandhari, I know how you feel, but do not give in to uncontrollable anger. Forgive the Pandavas. They did what they had to. If a curse rises to your lips, hold it back. Anger benefits no one.
The sage's wise words calm Gandhari a little.
Krishna came with the Pandavas and Draupadi to meet Gandhari and Dhritarashtra. Dejected even in their victory and afraid to face Gandhari, they stood humbly before her.
The victors, I can see, in spite of my blindness, the happiness on your faces. The streets are full of weeping women. Your famous war has caused a death in every family in Aryavarta. Are these not great and happy events?
The Pandavas said nothing.
Bhima, I had 100 sons. You killed them all. You did not spare even one. Could you not have left just one crutch for the poor blind couple? Just one?
Mother, forgive me. But you know how much your sons had wronged us. Knowing he was right, Gandhari turned away from him.
Where is the king? Yudhisthira came forward, trembling.
Mother, if you curse me now, I shall not blame you. Gandhari's mind was in torment.
The righteous side has won, as I myself predicted. My sons deserve their fate. Yet I, their mother, the mother now of 100 dead sons, burn with grief and rage. I must shake this anger off somehow.
As Yudhisthira bent down to touch her feet, Gandhari's glance fell on his toe. Yudhisthira's neat and well-shaped toenail turned blue and sore at Gandhari's flaming glance. At this, the others became anxiously alert, but Gandhari's wrath had left her now.
Take heart, my child. You have lost all your 5 sons too. What is done is done.
She is magnificent. She consoles us in her own misery. They remounted their chariots and left for the battlefield to mourn the dead and perform the last rites. They reached the scene of devastation. Though Gandhari had the cloth over her eyes, everything was visible to her through her spiritual vision.
Just see, Krishna, see the sights around you. See the women weeping and running about, looking for their dead menfolk. See my daughters-in-law, who were once so beautiful, now with hair disarrayed and in widow's clothes. See these heroes, Lord Janardhan, who once slept on clean white beds, sleeping now on the hard, bare ground. These dead kings, who used to hear poets sing their praises, now hear the howls of jackals and the shrieks of vultures. O Krishna, these mighty heroes, whom beautiful maidens used to fan with soft silken fans, are now fanned by the rough wings of birds of prey.
The lamenting Gandhari stopped before a fallen body and knew it to be Duryodhana's.
Oh, my son, alas! I, an old woman, am still alive, while you, so young and strong, are cold and lifeless. Krishna, why are you so silent? Doesn't the sight of my 100 slaughtered sons move you at all?
Gandhari, you tried to stop your son, but he did not heed you.
And you, Krishna, you are the Lord of the universe, who can destroy or create worlds with one breath. Could you not have averted this destruction? But you did not. You, who have the power to make peace, did not raise a finger to prevent this bloodshed. It is your indifference that has caused all this.
Krishna could say nothing.
I have loved you well, but I cannot forgive you for this, Krishna. With all the merit I have earned, I curse you. 36 years from today, May your kinsmen, the Yadavas, be destroyed as our men have been now. May your women folk weep as we weep now. And may you, Krishna, die a wretched death in the forest.
You blame me for something that was inevitable. If you had controlled your son, this might not have happened. But I accept your curse, good Gandhari.
Gandhari had cursed Lord Krishna himself, but her curse was to come true years later. Now Gandhari, the woman who had sustained the greatest personal loss in the Battle of Kurukshetra, staggered towards the river Ganga to perform the last rites for her sons.